Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, developments occurred which again alienated the United States from many countries around the world. Not from all of the countries, but from many. Now, I'm talking about President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, even though he didn't say that it was the exclusive capital of just Israel. But in any event, all of that has caused tremendous uproar in words, not so much in deeds, but in words. It started with the UN Security Council resolution. I'd like to take you back a little bit to what has happened, and I want to talk about the countries which supported the United States and which opposed it. And that's quite interesting to recognize, also in light of biblical prophecy. Reuters wrote on December 18 that the United States was further isolated on Monday over President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital when it blocked a United Nations Security Council call for the declaration to be withdrawn. The remaining 14 council members voted in favor of the Egyptian-drafted resolution, which expressed deep regret at recent decisions concerning the status of Jerusalem. What we witnessed here in the Security Council is an insult. It won't be forgotten, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said after the vote, adding that it was the first veto cast by the United States in more than 6 years. And of course, the article goes on to say that Trump also plans to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. Now, CNN added on December 18 that Palestinian leaders slammed the U.S. decision, citing it as further proof the White House could no longer play an impartial role in any Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Now, I'd like to just tell you who the five permanent members of the UN Security Council are, and also the 10 temporary members. The five permanent members are China, France, Russia, the UK, and the United States. So all four have voted for condemnation of the United States. Now the current 10 non-permanent members elected for 2 years by the General Assembly are Bolivia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Italy, Japan, Kazakhstan, Senegal, Sweden, Ukraine, and Uruguay. So they all also voted to condemn the United States proclamation. Now, of course, not much was to be expected from most of these member states, except perhaps under quote-unquote normal circumstances, UK and some of America's European quote-unquote allies like France or Italy. Now, after that, the UN was asked in a general assembly to condemn the United States. And Deutsche Welle wrote on December 20 that the UN General Assembly will vote on a measure that would require the United States to rescind its decision regarding Jerusalem. US President Donald Trump has threatened to cut aid to countries that support that resolution. US Ambassador Nikki Haley threatened to take the names of countries that vote in favor of the draft resolution rejecting the US decision. Turkey and Yemen requested the emergency session on behalf of the Arab Group of Countries and the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation. And then subsequently, a vote was taken. The Associated Press wrote on December 21. The UN General Assembly has voted 128-9 with 35 abstentions to declare President Donald Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital null and void. Thursday's vote, while a victory for the Palestinians, was significantly lower than its supporters had hoped for. It is noteworthy that 21 countries were absent. In that sense, it was a victory for the United States, with Trump's threat to cut off U.S. funding to countries that oppose his decision having an impact. Now, Deutsche Welle added on December 21, and now I want to go into the countries and their respective votes. the United States and Israel were joined by Guatemala, Honduras, and Togo, as well as four small islands, in opposition to the measure. Canada and Mexico abstained, as well as Australia, the Philippines, Panama, Paraguay, Colombia, Argentina, and South Sudan. Along with several Eastern European countries, including Poland, the Czech Republic, Croatia, Hungary, and Romania. Alongside many Middle Eastern countries, much of Western Europe supported the measure, including Germany, Austria, France, the United Kingdom, and Spain. And then CBS News added, in the end, major US aid recipients, including Afghanistan, Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, Nigeria, Ethiopia, Tanzania, and South Africa, supported the resolution. The absent countries included Kenya, which was the fifth largest recipient of US aid last year, Georgia, and Ukraine, all of which have close US ties. I have here a list of the 128-9 decision. And of course, this list really publishes every country which supported it, which abstained, and which voted against it. And of course, it doesn't even list those who were not present. Now, to me, it is just remarkable that countries like Afghanistan, which profit from not only US aid in monetary aid, but also where American soldiers bleed and die in that country to help them, that they would have the gall to oppose in such a drastic way the United States. Because what President Trump said was just the obvious. Everybody knows or should know that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel from a practical standpoint. Germany voted against it. Why? Or because the Israelis and the Palestinians have to work that out themselves. What nonsense. What blatant nonsense. What a stab in the back by those allies towards the United States. But you see, it goes much deeper than that when you look at biblical prophecy, because we know that ultimately America will be alienated in most parts of the world. But there are exceptions. The Jewish Press wrote on December 24 that Benjamin Netanyahu told CNN that many, in fact 10, countries are ready to move their embassy to Jerusalem, including Guatemala, South Sudan, Romania, the Czech Republic, and the Philippines. In addition, GTA wrote on December 15 that the Trump administration said it cannot envision an outcome in which the Western Wall, which is in eastern Jerusalem, is not part of Israel. And it added on December 18 that the Western Wall is the outer wall and the largest remnant of the Second Temple. The wall abuts the Temple Mount, the holiest site in Jerusalem and Judaism, and the third holiest in Islam. Now, on the Temple Mount, we have, of course, the Dome of the Rock, and the idea is that there a third temple will be built. The Los Angeles Times debated this issue a little bit on December 24, saying this: the divide between evangelicals and other Christian denominations reflects two views of Jerusalem, one traditional and political, the other literal and theological. The key to understanding this rift is the evangelical belief in what is necessary to pave the way for the second coming of Jesus. Evangelical Christians, who are in favor, of course, of declaring Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel, constitute less than 0.1% of the population of Israel. About 2% of the country's population belong to Orthodox and Catholic denominations, those who are opposed to declaring Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel. The New York Post added on December 24 that Pope Francis called for a two-state solution to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during his traditional Christmas Day speech in a stinging rebuke to President Trump, who inflamed tensions in the region by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It's the second time that the pontiff has criticized Trump's decision on Jerusalem. Earlier in December, he noted that the holy city is sacred to Jews, Christians, and Muslims, and called for its identity to remain unchanged because they are quite concerned, Catholics, that is, that if the holy sites come under the supervision of the Israelis, something may happen to them. The Daily Mail wrote on December 24 that the Archbishop of Canterbury has used his Christmas Day sermon to reflect on the terrorist atrocities and deceitfulness of populist leaders witnessed in 2017. And the Archbishop this year publicly spoke out against Mr. Trump when he shared videos from far-right groups and Britain First via Twitter. So here we have the powder keg. Here we have the Western Wall, presently under Jordanian supervision. But it will change. The Bible makes this very clear. And with the support of the United States and the evangelicals, especially in the United States, a third temple will be built. Can you imagine what this will do, especially if this means doing away with the Al-Aqsa Mosque, maybe the Temple Mount surroundings, in other words, what's published there, what's erected there? All of that will have to be taken care of. It's going to be a dramatic reaction. I mean, nothing in comparison to what we are experiencing now. It's going to be the Arabs and the Europeans against the State of Israel and, in all likelihood, the United States of America. And Turkey will play quite an interesting role because it's also prophesied that Turkey will side, of course, with the Arabs against Israel and against the United States of America. And even when it comes to the relationship between the United States of America and Great Britain, that will change too. That friendly relationship will not endure. We have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. And this booklet explains in great detail what is all going to happen very soon from now. I encourage you to ask for a free copy. And until the next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch Program.